Hey, Fadies, thanks for listening to The Fate of Ison. I'm DM Brad, and this is Chapter 5, Episode 20. We've got no big announcements this week, but if you're looking for some new dice or gaming accessories, make sure you check out our partners over at metallicdicegames.com. You can get yourself a pretty sweet discount using the promo code FATEOFISON. Okie dokie, let's get cooking. Last time, the Apple Squadeth finally sent poor Nio the Goblin home using the magical Sanguine Gatekeeper dagger that Sorghumul the God of Death gave them so long ago. They then torched a corridor full of spiderwebs before befriending a giant spider named Steven who had a golden orb in his lair. They rested, then in the morning, Steven accompanied them to their next destination.
Hello, friends.
Why does this sound
Romans,
like
countrymen?
We're all gathered here today.
Can you all sound off with your voices?
This is me. I'm JD, and I'm doing a talk.
My name is Oliver. I'm here to say things are happening on this day. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Ghislaine Maxwell should die in her cell.
Okay, that took a turn.
After she gives up the ghost on everyone, because we know there's a cabal of rich pedophiles who, for other reasons, are terrible, but should probably the thing we'll get them on is pedophilia, so let's go for that. Remove them from the gene pool. Yay, yay, yay.
Smart.
That's what I came here to say.
Hashtag Epstein didn't kill himself.
Hashtag Epstein didn't melt steel beams.
And
hashtag
Marley
did Epstein.
Marley, how's your mic?
No idea. How's it sound?
Yeah, pretty good.
Great. Cool. How are we all?
Yes.
Classic band four.
I hate everything and everyone.
It's good to be here, too.
It's a fun energy.
Yeah, my voice is a bit off because I've got a cold. Probably shouldn't be playing D&D, but, you know, schedules are what schedules are. And yay, it's still a fun game. Even if I sound like I should be directing dodgy back alley porn in the 80s.
What have the 80s got to do with it?
I don't know. I don't know. Okay, well... where we left it last time, you had befriended a giant spider called Steven, who was a bit of a geezer, yeah? that was fun listening back to. And you took his glowing golden orb, and it was his only friend in the world. But he made new friends in the Apple Squadeth, and you rested, so you took a long rest, and you leveled up as well, I think. You should have all leveled up. Did you all level up?
Maybe not.
Okay, well, maybe take a moment to go to do that. Or maybe after this session, your call.
Okay.
And in the morning, after your long rest, you followed Steven out to the circular room and then took the 9 o'clock door, which he warned you has a tunnel that has a hole in it, which turned out to be a complete non-event because Arcus, who was leading the way, rolled well enough on a percentage die to not activate the trap, the pit trap in the floor.
Great success.
You then, at the end of the tunnel, came to a room much like where you found Steven, except without all the spiderwebs, and it just is a circular room with a pedestal in the middle with a golden orb sitting atop it. And the room is filled with like skeletons and corpses of presumably adventurers who came here and then just died. And so you got varying states of decay, old weapons, armor, clothes, that sort of thing. Just sort of strewn about upon various people-shaped piles of bones.
So other people have gotten to this point before.
It seems that way, but it may be a very, very long time ago.
Fun thing about the word decay. It sounds like you're saying piles of decay.
What were you saying about Freud finding everything phallic?
Well, he
it's
had
just destroyed, it's also your boy.
he smoked a lot of cigars, is all I'm saying.
Hasn't lit a single one.
Okay, I think I've leveled up also.
Yes, me too, and I have a disgusting amount of hit points.
Good. You might need that at the end of this dungeon.
Yes.
In the next session, probably. Depending on what you do now and how fast you move.
I got the feat of tough, and I got hit points equal to twice my level. So now I have 103 hit points.
Jesus.
Yikers.
Which functionally is 206 when I'm in a rage.
JD, did you get anything interesting out of that?
Not anything interesting. I just got some pluses to some ability scores.
Sweet.
I got an extra attack, so I can attack. I can attack twice now, and I can either do that with my crossbow, or Hodge can attack and I can attack now. So he's not like a cursory can only attack on my move, if you know what I mean. Like, it's not either me or him. It can be both of us. Or I could just attack twice. But, yeah.
Yeah. So, technically, you could attack four times then if you're doing your double crossbow twice.
Yeah. I could do four different targets, is what you mean. Yes.
Yeah. Or use it. Yeah, use it twice, and each time two bolts come out. So, yep.
Yeah.
Four targets, if you wanted.
If I wanted, yeah. Cool.
That's awesome. But, yeah. Take it away. What are you guys doing?
So, gold thing, center of room. Throw brick at thing?
Hasn't failed us yet.
It absolutely has not.
Okay, make an athletics check.
Oh, I will.
So, if you're standing in the doorway of this circular room, the pedestal in the center is about 30 feet away. So it's like a 60-foot diameter room.
Well, I got an 11.
I mean, I'd say that's enough to hit the pedestal, which you can't actually see the room. You yourself, Banful, with your human vision, can't see the room. You just see this glowing orb in the middle, and you just hear your brick hit something stone.
Does the stone say anything?
No, but you can forget all the things I said about skeletons in various states of dick A, because you can't see that.
No cloud people are glowing currently, are they?
I'll I double clap.
Marcus turns themself on. Weird way to put that.
Wait, Brad.
Oh god.
What hat is Arcus wearing today?
Yeah, Arcus, what hat are you wearing?
You know, I'm trying to think of hat names. You know those like winter caps that they come down and they've got like
earpiece,
like yeah, he's wearing a Deerstalker hat,
like a Fargo hat.
Mm.
Nah, it goes pretty close.
Oh, all right. So bone to pick with the world. We were at a goddamn Mexican restaurant the other day, right? And they had some fucking heaters outside, right? And we were all chit-chatting, and your boy had a fucking line. And your boy said, wow, I wish that heater was closer, but it turns out it's a fire heater. At a Mexican restaurant. Nothing.
I hate all of you. Did I say that already?
Nothing. Nothing. Fucking travesty.
Okay, so Arcus is wearing a Deerstalker Fargo hat, just for flavor, and they light themselves, creating a small pool of light, so Banfor can see a few feet into the room, but he still can't see the middle of it.
I want to try throw a brick, Banfor. Can I have a brick? Half a
Banfor
brick?
Banfor has never been asked for a brick before.
Just half.
Well, they're all halved.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to think about that. No, bricks are for all. Banfor gives you a half a brick. Yes.
I want to try and throw it.
Okay, make an athletics check.
Pamphil's sort of like wanting to, but holding himself back from trying to like show you, tell you how, because, you know, it's.
He wants to bansplain?
How come you get a fucking laugh at that and Fajita gets nothing? Disgusting.
I go, I know how to throw, and then I roll a 21.
Yeah, you hurl this brick and you hit the orb straight on the front of it, and it just falls off the pedestal and clinks to the ground. So Banfor just sees it disappear and then sort of like roll on the floor.
Banfor wipes the smallest and saltiest tear from his eye. That's such a beautiful happening.
Our son's growing up. Learning how to throw bricks with his dad. it's still glowing though, right? The ball.
Yep.
And I can see the floor because I've got dark vision. How covered in skeletons is it?
Oh, not very. It's, you know, there's like half a dozen bodies in the room. This could be like one or two adventuring parties from times gone by.
Because I'm happy to go in and retrieve it now that I've bricked it.
Okay. All right, yeah, you walk in and pick it up.
Nice. Solid. What now? What now, guys?
No, I'm just waiting to see what happens.
Yeah, Banfor also is sort of like poised by the door. Does anything happeneth?
Nothing Brad? Happens.
No. Banfor starts hacking the heads off skeletons. Suspiciously.
Do you borrow light from Arcus to do this?
I'm standing near Arcus. I will walk over, and on the way, we'll just start knocking the heads off potential future zombies.
Yeah, you easily do. You can just pop the heads off any skeletons you come across.
He does so.
Okay. So
it takes a few.
Three of them just... two of them, the heads like come off. And the third one, it just, like, this whole skull just puffs to dust as you kick it.
Banfor takes a couple of the fresher ones. Just to have.
You now have two human skulls.
Yes. Well, I don't just have two, Brad, but yeah. Oh, how sweet of you. Thought I had two. So nothing's happened.
No.
I guess we leave.
Yeah, sure.
Yep, yeah, cool. So walk back out in the hallway.
I mean, there's nothing else to do in the room, right?
No, I'm just looking for equipment on the bodies, I guess, is the only other thing you could do.
Do we want to loot some skeleton bones, guys?
Let's loot some corpses! Can we imagine a fun montage of us, of us looting corpses and like to having like a silly hell. Like a FEMA fight, and like I like laughing at a picture that some guy has of his kids.
And you're like, that's just giggling over one particular like body piece, and you're like, that's a funny bone.
I hate it. Stop. Never do.
Yeah, I was going to say, Molly has a four strikes and you're out policy, so she hears four puns and she walks away.
Okay, Molly walking back down the corridor, roll a
D100. Oh, no.
That one plus that one. So we have ourselves a 62.
Okay, roll a dex save.
All right, I have a 16.
The floor beneath you just suddenly opens up, so like two doors in the floor swing open sideways, and a 20 foot deep pit reveals itself, but you manage to cling on to one of the sides instead of falling. You are now hanging from a ledge.
I'd hope so, because
final frontier.
Didn't it?
Allegedly.
Okay, yeah, I quit the podcast. I would hope so, because like, didn't that open on the way down? So she'd have to be pretty stupid. What?
It didn't open on the way down.
Ah.
Arcus was leading the way, and JD rolled high.
Ah, the spider.
I did roll high.
Yeah, the spider told us about it, so I remember that it was there.
Yeah, and you can see there are three bodies in the bottom of the pit as well.
How far can I jump?
How do you want to resolve the situation of hanging from a ledge?
Is Banfor on the same side of the ledge?
She's on the side of the room that you guys are in.
Cool, Banfor stamps on her fingers.
Awesome.
Or JK. Banfor picks her up out of the ledge situation.
All right,
if she laughs, but allegedly.
Yeah, no, refuse to. I was just going to call Hodge. But, I mean, because I thought you were still down in the room looting bodies. But if you're there, then sure. But, like, if you're not there, then I was just going to
I was thinking it was a cursory loot on the way out the door.
Yeah.
Cool, yeah, no, helps her up out of the pit.
Okay. Yep, no rolls for that. You can easily lift a Marley.
One Marley.
One Marley, please, shopkeep.
Lifting her out of the hole.
Okay.
Back her in your bag, grocery for later.
Now all of you are standing in the corridor, and there is a pit that is in front of you that is 20 feet deep with skeletons in the bottom, and it's about 30 feet long.
A third of skeletons in the closet, this is crazy. So we have a flying wolf.
Mm-hmm.
You also have a giant spider waiting at the other end of the corridor for you.
Yep.
Do you think he would web the hole for us?
I'd just have to cast speak with animals again to get him to understand that, unless we think we can communicate somehow other than that. But
is it a cantrip or is it a spell?
I think it's a spell, but
yeah, it's a spell. For Banfor, it's a ritual.
Well, we can just fly, so.
As someone who's never used magic in this entire game apart from one time, what does ritual mean, Precious?
You just it just takes you 10 minutes to do it. Like, you have to set it up.
I'm never going to do that. Never.
It requires some pre-preparedness that I don't think Banfor is accustomed to.
Oliver did speak Cast with Animals in Chapter 3 when he wanted to talk to one of his mice.
I spoke Cast with Animals?
You cast speak with animals. What did I say? I don't know.
You spoke cast with animals.
I think that's a different type of podcast app.
I did actually. I forget what we said, but I know that one of them was definitely a demolitions expert. So we're taking the Hodge Express?
Oh, we can do. I mean, because it's 30 foot, so we can't jump it. So we have to do something else. So yeah, we could just take the Hodge Express.
Can't go under it, can't go through it, we'll have to go on a flying wolf across it.
Classic children's crime.
Yeah.
Classic children's crime.
I was about to be like, oh, you could just step into my portable hole and I could throw my hole across, but
you can't go over it. You gotta step into the portable hole and get yeeted across.
but I remembered that's Sasha, not Marley. So that's the Surge campaign, not Marley.
I wish that there was a yeet-based solution, but I don't know that there is.
We always do. If there's a yeet-based solution, then it's the one we're going for.
I mean, I feel like we could probably yeet Arcus over there if between the two of us we swing it like a, you know, like a child. You know, like when you do the child swing.
Do you
want
to Gimli throw me?
But like, it would be like trying to throw a plastic bag.
Yeah, like how much would it... air resistance.
It's got no density.
Yeah,
I reckon if you got me high enough, then I could float down.
Got enough torque.
Yeah.
But like,
spiral the fuck out of you.
The ceilings aren't like endless, right? So you just hit the ceiling and then bounce off it.
Yeah. It's only like 15 to 20 feet high ceilings.
How wide
or I hit the ceiling. Cling on to some stalactites.
Yeah. How wide are these spikes at the bottom? Can we like land between them and then just kind of walk and then like climb up the wall on the other side?
There's no spikes. It's just a pit.
Oh, right. Okay.
we literally, like, we know how to do this, and we're just like, how else could we do it?
Because that was kind of boring. I mean, Hodge is going to save us again.
Is something going to attack us when we try and cross the skeleton pit, though? Like, does something live down there? Bamfor, can you throw a brick down?
I love how paranoid you all are.
Mm.
But you're on the other side of it. Correct.
No, we're all on the same side.
Oh, so it wouldn't be hard to hear you. So there'd be good acoustics.
This episode's just the one with the puns.
Episode 1007, the worst one. The one where Jules dies.
Yeah.
When
where Jules quits the podcast.
Cool. I mean,
finally.
Look. I'll be the first to you know, let's go across. I don't know if we want to be in the pit. What are we, Andy from Parks and Rec? How are we? What's up?
Marley goes and then remembers she can't do that whistle thing where you put your two fingers in your mouth and you whistle and just goes, Hodge!
Have you tried it with three fingers?
Yeah. Turns out putting more in your mouth just doesn't help.
Yeah. In your mouth?
Hodge was with you and he just pads up next to you and just like sits down and looks up. Well, no, he's huge. He sits down and looks down.
Yeah. I'm like, Hodgey honey, do you want to take Bamfor across and then come back for the two of us? And I'm like pointing at Bamfor and I'm pointing across and then pointing at me and Arcus and then pointing across.
Yeah, he follows your hand with his head for everything. So he looks at Bamfor, he looks across the hole, he looks at Arcus, he looks at you.
And then I tap the ground, like, down. And then I go, all right, Bamfor, on. He'll get the hint.
Yeah.
Heal Bamfor.
Bamfor begrudgingly.
Heals.
I can't speak with Bamfor.
I can't speak with Fuckwit.
Yeah, Bamfor mounts Hodge and Hodge flies across the pit.
Yeah,
and then deposits him at the other side.
I like that because he's my ranger companion. Like, even though he can't really understand me, I can still direct him to do things. So, you know, like, it's like, how does he know? Like, we just have a like mind connection.
No, he can understand you. When he was resurrected, I made sure that he can now understand common.
Oh yeah, okay. Well, that makes it slightly easier anyway. But yeah, but like, I've always wondered about rangers' pets anyway. Like, because you can say to them like, "Go hide over there," and they just know. It's like, whoa, how do they know? Yeah. Someone answer that question for me, because I can't be bothered looking it up.
Nah.
Surely there's like some level of training with it, right? Like, we can kind of communicate with animals,
yeah,
in the real world.
I guess so. Yeah.
Like a little bit. Like,
yeah,
like,
but
a
like you can't be like, go hide. Yeah, you
slash
can't go be like, go hide behind that barrel. It just looks at you like, what? You know?
No, but you could teach your dog how to hide, and then you could point at the barrel and
have
say
you ever
the
tried
hide
to train
room
a dog? My dog barely sat for long enough.
Have you ever tried to hide a dog?
Have you ever tried dog?
No.
Have you ever tried?
I have tried to hide a cat plenty though from a landlord and a landlord visit. What cat? No cat. This cat? This isn't even our cat. I don't know what this cat's doing here. As I'm like kicking my cat out the window.
Wow, how did that cat get in here? Get out of here!
It's weird that we're all having this mass hallucination of a cat here, because I definitely don't
complain to your landlord and demand a rent decrease because there's this stray cat hanging around.
He's not even paying rent.
This is my actual fucking life. There's a cat that was born in my house and I thought about it before. And like, apparently I'm morally obligated to let it into my house. And the landlord's like, no pets, except for this one cat that was born here. And it's fucking asshole. So I've had to like screw the cat door closed. And every time he comes around, he's like, you should really open that cat door again, because, like, you know. And it's bullshit. My apologies. We were all having fun when I told that story.
Because he was born here and you're kicking him out of his birth.
You're essentially, right? You know, British, like, settlers right now.
You colonized him.
Yeah. It, Brad is as bad as the colonizers.
Brad is as bad as the colonizers.
Brad.
It's,
no,
sorry, I keep being banned for.
Fuck you, Jamie.
What are your human names again? Who are you?
Brad.
Where am I?
Colonizer. All right.
Anyway.
This is bullying,
I go,
Brad.
I mean, return. Hodge.
He gives you an East Coast nod, just goes, sure, bro, and then flies back over.
Yep.
Banfor, you're on the other side. Do you do anything, or do you just wait in the darkness?
Banfor does a Fortnite dance, and it's unbearable.
Yeah. Okay, so Banfor is at the other side of this pit dancing. Hodge returns.
Which we can see, because we have we dark can see. So it's a punishment just for Marley and Marcus.
Hey, is Banfor dancing?
Yeah, if you can call
don't look,
it.
I think it's a form of charm.
He's casting his Speak with Animals ritual.
Yep, and then I hop on Hodge and sort of put my hand out to sort of pull Arcus on board.
I am pulled on board.
You effortlessly and eventlessly, that's not how things are said, you get across without incident.
Without event.
You are now past the pit.
Cool.
Where are we? Where does this orb?
It goes up to that room with the doors again. There's one with the solid wall with the two holes on either side of the wall again. Like kind of a repeat in the. Yeah.
Okay. That's where we're headed, I'm assuming. I'm just following. I've got the ball.
Yeah, I haven't even got off Hodge. Player, guys. Like Hodge landed on the other side of the pit and then I just sort of sat on him while he kept padding up the stairs. I mean, he has to walk up them anyway.
It'd be awkward if you got him off right now anyway. So, like...
okay, as a group, however you are configured, you journey back to the circular room with the doors that, where Stephen the Spider is just eagerly waiting for you.
Stephen!
He's just sort of walking around the room, pacing up and down the walls, and then he sees you and just comes to attention.
Yeah.
When a spider paces, it really paces. It's eight times the pace.
Four times the pace.
Eight times the pace, because he double steps. Don't tell me how to imagine, Brad.
Sorry, I didn't explain to you.
I feel like that's the tag for the whole podcast. Don't tell me how to imagine, Brad.
Anyway, Marley says, "Hi, Stephen," and she waves like both hands, and then she points at Arcus, who's got the ball, and like gives him a thumbs up.
I hold it up like the you know like in the end of Breakfast Club when he like punches into the air.
No one's cast Speak with Animals, so Stephen just looks at Arcus holding the orb and looks at his, you know, quote unquote his orb, Gerald, which. Is in the possession of one of you.
Banfor cast Sleep with Animals.
I get a little carried away, and when the orb is up in the air, I bring it down and like smash it down.
Okay, it just
like a touchdown.
It just clinks like onto the stone floor and echoes. Banfor, do you spend 10 minutes casting the Speak with Animals ritual?
Okay.
Oh, I said Sleep with Animals.
Ah, so you're getting off.
but no, that was just a fun little how do you do.
That's more than a 10-minute ritual, am I right?
It's not.
Yeah, so the room you are in now is, when you had arrived in the room, the 12 o'clock tunnel was the web tunnel that led to Stephen. The 9 o'clock tunnel is the one you just went down with the pit. And the 3 o'clock is a stone slab, a black stone slab with two orb-shaped indentations.
So I kind of gestured towards the door. I can't remember if I have the orb. I don't think I do.
someone's got one orb and Arcus has the new orb.
I feel like Bamfor got that one.
I feel like...
Yes, I had that one.
But I feel like we trust... Why don't we leave it to Bamfor?
Leave it to Bamfor.
I thought you were...
Yeah, I know, but I didn't get those ones because you guys threw bricks and then went and got them, so...
That's true. That's big brain.
But it works. I wasn't going to stop you from doing it.
All right, yeah, I'll take my orb over if you take your orb over, Bamfor.
Bamfor will take his orb over if you take your orb over. We both take our orbs over and are unbearable about it.
We take our orbs over.
Cool. Yeah, you place them in the indentations in the black stone slab, and the slab flashes bright gold for a second, and then shoots down into the floor very quickly, revealing what Arcus can see is a stone staircase going down.
Ooh, we're going down.
Swinging. Another one with a bullet. Sugar, we're going down.
Molly just starts trotting down, and she sort of gestures for Hodge to hang back and defend, like, as in, like, protect us from behind kind of thing.
So to follow at the back of the pack?
Yeah, pretty much.
I think you should try and get Stephen to follow us again.
I feel like we should get Stephen to go at the front.
Gesture to Stephen like I want a pat. I don't know if spiders like patting, but like I want a pat. And then I'm like, are you coming? You know, are you coming with us? And I'm not going into all of the coming again.
Oh.
Without casting speak with animals, this is going to be animal handling.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a high DC. We're talking 22 DC here.
Okay.
22.
I got a 12, so I got 18.
He doesn't get what you mean and just sort of shakes his body to suggest, like, I disagree with whatever it is you're trying to communicate, and then turns to walk back down his tunnel back to his home.
Aw, but I want Steven to come with us.
Oh, fucking dare him.
Fine, I'll use another first level spell slot.
Good.
Fucking, I've got four of them. They're for spending. So I now have only two left. So I speak with animals again, and I'm like, oh, are you not coming? And it's just like...
Yeah, so as he was walking away, he like stops and then turns and says, I can understand you again, love.
No, I forgot.
I forgot he was an angry trust.
Yeah, sorry.
I wasn't quite sure what you're trying to tell me.
Oh, sorry, Stephen. My magic runs out and then I can't talk your awesome language. I wish I could all the time. It's so cool.
Oh, it's pretty great, isn't it? I always wish there were more spiders around this place for me to talk to anyway. What's over there? And he gestures with his feet towards the newly opened door. I never seen that happen before.
Well, I mean, that's what happens when we put your friend in the other orb in the other room in there, and it opens doors. So we're going to go see what's in there. Do you want to come and see what's in there too?
Do you think there'll be more spiders there?
Well, I mean, maybe. And maybe you could make more friends. Maybe our friend group could get bigger. I mean, that would be pretty awesome. I like you, Stephen. I want you to hang around.
Oh, I ain't never had nobody told me they liked me before. Most people see me and scream and try and run away, and then I killed him, of course.
Well, I mean, that makes sense. Only cowards scream and run away. And only you can kill cowards.
I'll follow you and your big dog.
Okay, great. Awesome. This is awesome, Stephen. I'm really pleased. My magic's going to run out after a while, but let's talk while we go down the hallway.
Okay. You tell me everything about yourself.
And
I ain't really got that much to tell you, to be honest.
Molly chatters away, but as she chatters, she tells him about how she's got, like, two brothers, and then she sort of says, like, do you have any siblings? You know, like, so she's kind of throwing questions as it comes up in her life, you know?
I was born in an egg sack with 400,000 other brothers and sisters.
Wow, were they stolen by mountain reavers too?
No, they was all eaten by Mum.
Us. So why didn't she eat you?
She tried, but I ran away, didn't I?
Oh, see, Sneven, you're...
I don't know enough about spiders to continue that.
Yeah, but Marley's basically nattering away, sharing her life and just being like, see, Stephen, that's why you're awesome, until she runs out of being able to anymore.
So this is all as you're walking down a stone staircase. Yeah. Arcus, do you relight if your light goes out?
Yeah.
The tunnel begins with like smooth walls that are carved, and then as the stairs sort of start to twist and turn more and more, the walls also get like rockier and more natural, and a lot less man-made. And you're going down for what feels like hours. Like, this is a really long, winding stone staircase deep into the earth. And then it opens up into a large cavernous room. And this is completely like a natural room with like stalactites hanging from the ceiling. Very rocky and rough. There's like loose pebbles and stones and just general rocky debris around the ground. But the rear wall of this big cavern, it has carved into it 12 doors. There are, like, in rows, there are 5 doors along the ground level. And then there are ladders that lead up to, like, a level above that with 4 doors. And then ladders that lead to above that with 3 doors. So there's 3, 4, 5. These are all just, like, open square archway doors.
But there are doors in them, not just open
archway. Doorways.
Okay, yeah. We've only got so many bricks.
So... can I see anything, like, how close are we to these doors, sorry?
They're at the back of this cavernous room, so about 40 feet away.
Okay.
From when you enter it.
Okay, so I kind of walk another, like, 10 foot forward sort of thing. And because I can see 60 foot dark vision, can I see much, like, can I see shapes or anything moving in these doors? I don't expect I'll be able to see much, but, you know, do some of them look lighter than the others or...
No, they all look identical, and that they just have just like a continuation of like cave or tunnel or corridor beyond them.
Okay.
Each of them looks the same to you.
Okay. I'm like, they all kind of look the same to me, folks. I'm not really sure. Do we do these one by one or like, do we, how do we do this?
Steven walks away from your group and just like starts climbing up a wall.
Fair.
And starts doing some like fun, like playground playing with some stalactites on the ceiling.
Therefore, nudges Marley and just sort of intimates that maybe the giant spider that can climb walls would be good at checking out the ones at the top.
I pick up on what Banfor is throwing down, and I'm like, yeah, but he can't do that by himself. I'm not just making friends with somebody to send them in to die. Not like you. I'm not literally throwing him downstairs.
Well, I was never that person's friend. And I
okay, well, this is my friend, so I'd rather not just send it off to die.
Why don't you send it off with your big wolf?
Well, yeah, but what happens if they get in trouble?
I could go together.
It's not like I have mind connection to them, and we still don't any further away from knowing what's down there.
Not wrong. Banfor strides to the second door on the bottom row and walks through it.
The second door on the bottom row, second from the left.
Yes, assuming that I... can I say that I've lit a torch, please?
Okay, yep, definitely.
Just for the simplicity of not having to be within X amount of feet of... just my general area.
Okay,
Yeah.
You just don't want to be near me. I get it.
Arcus, that when you fart, it stays in.
it becomes.
I'm literally comprised of gas.
I don't know what to bring up. I haven't really had the moment.
You have never even looked at it. Banfor.
Banfor has fantastic teeth in the scales that he carries about his person.
I highly doubt that. Maybe for the quality of a place
okay.
that doesn't...
I'll have you know. Yeah.
Banfor, you walk through the second from the left on the bottom. Roll a d6.
6.
6.
Or is it 9?
On a d6, I think the odds are it's a 6. As you walk through the archway, so like as you cross the precipice or threshold... you are hit with a sudden blast of necrotic damage, and you take 8. You just feel this like shudder in your body of pain and
yeekers.
Like internal death. But you pass the threshold. You are now inside the tunnel.
What do I see?
It's just a tunnel.
Just leading all the way back.
Leading at least beyond the light of your torch.
You hear inside your head, Banfor, are you okay? I didn't realize you were just going to walk through the door.
Yes, not very good at collaborative decision making. Yeah, no, so there's a trap. I've set it off. I'm all right, but I don't know if it'll go off again.
Okay. And for mechanics' sake, Brad, I can keep asking questions to get more information so that you can get all of that out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you can shout through the door.
Yeah. But you can go 120 foot like this, so you could be walking for a little way before you'd lose me this way. Yeah.
Banfor, continue with.
Okay. Yeah, you continue about like another 40, 50 feet of through just this rocky cave corridor, and it just sort of ends in a dead end, and there's just like a pile of bones at the end.
Are they fun bones?
I guess that's up to you. That's user-defined.
That was a trick question. All bones are fun. Banfor takes the most fun bone and then heads back.
Okay. Yeah, you take a femur, I guess. Is that a fun bone? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a pretty fun bone.
Okay.
It's a good thrower.
Yep, you head back, and as you cross through the precipice, you take...
Ow.
Four. Only four necrotic damage. You just sort of, again, cross through the threshold and get this shudder of pain through you.
Yep.
And you're not raging either, so...
So, Marley and Banfor, I don't know what Arcus is doing, but Marley and Hodge would be standing right by the door where she was able to, like, communicate with you best, you know? Yeah.
Banfor turns to Marley, who's the closest, and just says, well, you're next.
Okay, how do you feel? You feel all right?
You're not great, but, a bit itchy, a bit.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Fine, like I had a cold 2 days ago, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
Makes sense. Look after Hodge for me. I'm going to leave him here, just in case, you know.
Banfor starts giving Hodge a fun haircut.
Fair enough. I don't really have a problem with it, unless you shave all of his fur off and then we can't hang on to anything. Marley walks through the middle one at the bottom. Sure, why not? Fuck it.
Okay, so the one right next to that.
Yeah.
Roll a d6.
I got a 3.
3. Okay, this one is a lot more obvious to any onlookers. As you cross the threshold of the door, it suddenly just bolts you very hard with lightning, with visible, obvious arcs of electricity, and you take 10 lightning damage.
Cool. I don't think I'm like resistant to anything really.
But now you are beyond it. You are inside the cave.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Okay. So I message back and I'm like, I'm all right. Little staticky, but I'm okay.
Yeah, so everyone would have seen that.
Yeah, I just didn't want them to freak out and, like, you know. And I keep walking. And I'm just messaging back every now and then going, still alive, still alive, you know.
Yeah, Marley, it's not, you don't get far before you see that your tunnel also ends in a dead end.
And I'm like, dead end, coming back, because I have to point. Where my spell's going when I message.
Yeah.
So I go back. And I'm assuming I'm going to take damage on the way back again.
Yes, you are. But it's only 5 this time.
Okay.
Again, you cross the threshold and just get zapped.
I like to think Marley's hair's like a little kind of, you know, doing that thing where you rub a balloon against it and it's sort of going...
It's all staticky.
Yeah. She's like, all right, Arcus, your turn next.
I have the least hit points of everyone, first of all. I don't think that it should be a turn-based system.
All right, so Banfor's a pretty fast boy, right?
Okay.
Okay, so how long is each tunnel so far?
Yeah,
have they been a consistent length?
I mean, you don't know unless your tunnel, Banfor, was probably about 100 feet before it just ended. And yeah, Marley's would have, I guess, been similar. But she can see, she saw the end because of her vision before you did.
Mm.
Okay. So I can enter a rage for up to 1 minute.
Yeah.
How many do you think I can sprint up and down?
Yeah, but I like Hodge's got like 59 hit points, so he could do a door or so, you know, as well, like easily.
And then you just communicate with them. Nice. Yes.
So I can
I
do
have
that.
Less kind of. Have we than the dog?
Have we committed any time to sort of like any sort of investigation or things? No. Question to people
we
who
haven't.
Have smart brains?
We haven't. We've just walked through doors because you
just
you
putting
walked
our hands in the fire and be like, oh,
yeah, I was
smart.
Gonna
you
say
walked through a door and I just walked through a door.
I was gonna say,
okay, well, you're following the fuck out of the
are course, any of the yeah, seems archways like distinctive in any way?
No, they all look exactly identical. There's nothing defining them whatsoever, other than there's three at the top, four in the middle, five at the bottom.
And Mali goes, do you want to do some investigation of this room and see if you can figure anything out? I don't know, religion it or something, and then walks through another door as well, because I'm assuming Bamford's going to walk through another one too. So, process of elimination.
Yeah, we'll walk through another one.
Yeah, which one are you going through, Bamf?
The furthest one at the bottom.
The one close to the...
Wait, no.
The one you went through.
Left on the middle row.
Left on the middle? So the leftmost one on the middle?
Correct.
Okay, so you climb up a little stone ladder carved into the wall to reach that middle level and go through that door. Roll a d6.
Goddamn. 4.
You, as you cross the threshold of that doorway, you are blasted with a spray of some kind of green sizzling liquid, and you take 5 acid damage.
Interesting. Manfall continues to the end of the hallway.
Okay, you continue, and all you find at the end is just a couple of rats scurrying about.
Are they cool rats?
One of them looks a lot like Peter, the rat that you denounced in Chapter 2.
Manfall gets his mice out from where they're hanging out in the bar and inside of his armor and puts them on the ground.
Okay.
What happens? Do they talk?
I don't know. I guess they see the rat and they're like, all right, it's a rat. Now what? Let's keep drinking.
Do they invite the rat in for a round?
You tell me. Narratively, do you want a rat to join them at your bar?
Yes. It'd be rude not to.
Okay. There are 3 rats. Do you want all 3 or just one?
Yeah, all 3 can come.
Okay. They invite the 3 rats to the bar in your clothing. You now have...
I've created like a little paste and stick and bone. Oh, actually, this is fun. They've used some like mud and clay and their basic kiln skills to sort of weld one of the skulls to the side of the whiskey barrel that Banfor carries. And that's their little bar. That's fun.
I like it.
It's called The Last Drop.
I can't believe we leave Bamfer alone for like 2 minutes and he's letting rats in his pants. Like, it's a choice.
Guy gotta die somehow. May as well be from being bitten by rats.
Like, he was doing great. Yeah, he was really powerful and then a rat bit his nad. And
how'd he die? Rat pants. Well, it was always going to be rat pants.
Ranfor, when you eventually leave this room and go, oh, leave this corridor, you will take 5 more acid.
Take more acid, what's up? Cool shit.
Okay, anyway, all right, Banfor's taking more acid. I feel like that's appropriate, so...
Man in hell.
Yes, good.
What I want to know is, do the mice and the rats also take the damage? So do they die now? So we don't have to deal with that.
They're safely inside of the skull.
Okay, I would say that mechanically speaking, we needn't worry about it. It was like a blast of acid and it affected just like whatever visible, accessible creature was coming through it, and that happened to be Banfor what?
I accidentally swallowed sulfuric acid one time.
Ow.
In science class. We were mixing, you know how in science, sometimes they have you do science, you know, like chemistry. So we were, I think we were reacting different elemental things together. So I think it was sulfuric acid, and we were trying to put some iron in it and then heat it up over a Bunsen burner. And as we were doing that, it's a group activity, as you do, I noticed that the the vial was cracking, and I opened my mouth to be like, there's a crack in the vial. And when I opened my mouth, it broke open and literally splurted directly into my mouth. But but it was very diluted because it was at school. But my science teacher was very scared about me, and it was my last period, so he like took me out to meet my parents and told them what happened. And the whole time my grandma's like, you need to go drink some milk, and I'm like, I don't know how to tell you that milk is more acidic than water is. It's not gonna neutralize it.
Well, so you died.
Johnny was a chemist boy. He isn't anymore for what he thought was H2O, which H2SO4.
And that's the end of Johnny.
R.I.P. Johnny.
So Banfor re-enters the room after taking this acid damage.
Cool. Marley already walked through a door, technically, at the same time he did.
Okay, which one?
I was just going to go the next door over, like, without getting too, you know, in-depth thinking about it. So I went to the middle one. I'm just going to go to the one to the right of that.
Okay. Yep, so middle right on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Roll a d6.
That's a 2.
2, okay. A blast of cold air really hammers at you, and you take 6 cold damage and feel very, very, very cold.
Okay. Sucks. And then I walk and see what I can say.
Okay. You come to the end of a cave, and there is just sort of dampness and dripping on the walls, and that's it.
Cool. I walked into a dank, dark tunnel. Seems appropriate.
Wink.
And then I go back, and I prepare to get deluged in cold again.
Okay. It's only 4. You take a blast of 4 cold damage.
Is it possible for me to do an insight religion thing?
Yes, you can. You can do either insight or religion.
Oh, let's try religion, because I think that's my strongest asset.
to do what? What are you trying to achieve?
I want to see if I can, like, knowing religious things and how these kinds of places are set up, right? Demon realm, stuff like that. I want to use my knowledge of these religious ways to know if there is a particular door that would normally be a not problematic one.
Okay, sure.
I got 18 plus 4, 22. Nice.
Wow, yeah, okay. You have studied temples like this and setups like this, and you can ascertain that since you are in the home of Krover, and which so far you've seen all these depictions of propaganda towards power and how, like, the emphasis of how awesome power is, you've looked at this wall of doors and you've ascertained that it is a display of power. Every door that is a failure lets you know your failure by a show of power, and you know that places like this, there's going to be one door which is a success, in which there will be no display of power.
Okay, so if we don't have to go to the end of the tunnels, we just have to, like, shove our hands through the doors, maybe.
Mm.
Or shove someone else's hand through the door.
Well, we got options, but we don't have to go all the way to the end and back, and we might only need to take damage once.
The problem is that if you want to discover all the Easter eggs and or any hidden rooms, and if you give a shit at all about your Xbox game score, then...
No, I'm playing on the Switch, I don't get achievements.
Really? fucking peasant.
Do we want to try just like with like a hand through what's the closest door to me that hasn't been through?
Yeah, you haven't told me your position, but if you're down on the ground, then the far left or far right are the only ones that they haven't gone through on the bottom.
I bet you go to the far left.
What?
I bet you go far left.
I'm going to go far right.
I'm giving those two options.
Just to fuck with you.
You goose step over to the right hand side.
Predict my move.
She's unpredictable. Oh!
Okay, so you go to the door on the far right. What do you try and do with this door?
I just want to, like, put my hand through.
Okay, roll a d6.
D6. Roll. Oh my god. I got a 6. This is a good day for me.
You put your hand out and you sort of, you shudder as you feel like just a part of you dying on the inside, and you take 1 necrotic damage.
Cool. It's not this door. I articulate to the others my discovery. I'm like, hey guys, just put your hand in. It's a show of power. I know these things. You don't have to go all the way to the end. The right door won't hurt us in any way.
Cool.
So you don't have to go all the way to the end. I died a little bit inside, but it's fine. Because I was already kind of dead on the inside in the first place. But it's not this
Okay, floor. Well... but, so the only one on the bottom is the one on the left, then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been tracking it. I put a picture in the chat. That's the only thing I can contribute to right now.
It's beautiful. Thank you very much.
Beautiful.
Let's go.
I can go through another door too, so...
I can go through heaps of doors.
Which one? Look at this. Yeah, which one are you doing, Banff? And which one are you doing, Arcus?
I will do top left.
If I'm already down there, I might as well take the left one.
Cool. I'll take the top left.
And I'll do middle right, so like the opposite end than you did, Banff.
Cool. So then we've only got 4 left after that.
Mm.
We could do this one. And assuming it's not any of the ones that we've done, then we could do all 4 of the next ones if we get Hodge to go through one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, easy enough.
Yeah. Nice, nice.
A puzzle! Well, it's actually just 12 doors. It's really not that tricky. Or much of a puzzle, but the Squadeth does have a habit of making even the smallest task a major obstacle. Will they ever find the right door and continue their way toward the reborn Gilliff? Will they convince Steven to come with them? I guess we're going to have to find out next time. A very grateful and appreciative thank you to our awesome Patreon supporters. Alex White Robinson, Person Who Wants to Stay Anonymous, Robert Baldino from Not Quite Heroes Podcast, Irene Kuchulura, Christine Goodwin, and James Blysters from Wheel of Woe Podcast, Sajo Hodgkins, Laura Douglas, Mel Ziegler, Roger Offermata, Sam Malcolm from Table Tales, Kydrin Fales, Lauren Flake, Kai Diela, Rihanna Kavalsic, Kevin Sprit from The Dice Cult, Ben Edwards, Victorian Gavin Porter, Daniel Nichols from The Happy Go Lucky Podcast, KP Squish, Alexandra Litkites, and Andrew Evans. We couldn't make the show without your support. Thanks for joining the Squadeth. As always, don't forget to get in touch with us. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Twitch, YouTube, all the things and the places all over the internet web. At Fate of Ison for all of those, or good old-fashioned email, fateofison@gmail.com. Or jump on over to Discord to chat with us in real time. We like to hang out there, and there's a link to the Discord on our website, fateofison.com. Alrighty, see you next time, everybody. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to drop us a review somewhere. Those are pretty cool. Bye!